speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Brand new centre at 8. Donald Trump has suggested Iran may agree to give up plans for a nuclear weapons programme in exchange for peace. The US president insisted strong and productive talks had taken place, though that's being denied in Iranian media.
They called. I didn't call. They called. They want to make a deal. And we are very willing to make a deal. It's got to be a good deal. And it's got to be no more wars, no more nuclear weapons. They're not going to have nuclear weapons anymore. They're agreeing to that. Any of that stuff, there's no deal.
In a typo-filled social media post earlier, he confirmed strikes on Iranian power plants had been postponed. A first-of-its-kind screening trial for prostate cancer in men is underway in the UK. The £42 million transformed study will assess a combination of blood tests, MRI scans and genetic testing to determine the most effective way to detect the disease early. It's currently the only major cancer without routine testing program. Dr. Matthew Hobbs is from Prostate Cancer UK, which is part-funding the initiative.
It's not the kind of trial where we will get no answers until the very end, because we know we can get really good quality evidence that can help the National Screening Committee, that can help government make decisions, and that will allow us to start to provide evidence about which is best in terms of finding aggressive cancers, sparing men unnecessary harm.
The family of a pregnant woman murdered by her partner in County Armagh says she would have been an amazing mother. Stephen McCulloch was found guilty of killing Natalie McNally in her home in Lurgan in 2022. Flights have resumed at New York's LaGuardia Airport after an Air Canada jet crashed into a fire truck on the runway. Two pilots were killed. HS2 trains could run at slower speed to save money. The Transport Secretary says moving away from the highs of 223 miles per hour could cut costs by billions and get services up and running more quickly. And this year's Community Shield will be played at Cardiff's Principality Stadium. Wembley's unavailable in August because of pre-planned concerts. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Classic hits from the 70s.
It's the 70s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Red Kite Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of the 70s Rewind. And, of course, you're very welcome. If you're just joining us, where have you been? You've missed the first hour. Never mind, you can always listen to it on the listen again, apparently. A bit too high-tech for me, that, but I'm sure you'll manage it. OK, then, so what are we going to do this hour? Well, how about having a great hour of 70s? Ooh, let's head on to the rock side of the 70s.
Give me up and get away, or we're going crazy.
Red Kite Radio.
Couple of artists that I've seen quite a few times, and I've probably seen Status Quo a lot more than most of the other groups. And we started off with them and rocking all over the world. Got to number three for them in October 1977. It entered the charts. Wow, was it really that old? And the track we just heard was Meatloaf, and you took the words right out of my mouth. It wasn't a huge hit for him. It was his first hit single hit in the UK. He got to 33, and entered the charts in 78 and followed it with a number 32. Two out of three ain't bad. But I guess he was a bit like the Eagles, wasn't he? He sold loads of albums, and the singles were actually usually on the albums, or a slightly longer version, which most people had got already. So he's sort of, it was always difficult for them to have sort of hit singles, and it wasn't what they were really about anyhow. Here's a nice song. We like this one.
Classic hits from the 1970s.
Red Kite Radio.
The 70s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood.
going back to the early 1970s, 1971 in fact, Joy to the World from Three Dog Night was their second and final hit, and it reached number 24. They started off at the number 3, Mama Told Me Not to Come, and that was from 1970. And there was a big cover version of that, which would go on later on, wasn't it? Was it Tom Jones and the what's they called? Stereophonics? Yeah, something like that anyhow. A bit modern for me. I'm still back in the old days. And it's a shame you can't use the old money, isn't it? Time for a break. After the break, a lovely track from Gordon Lightfoot. He deserved more hits, if anybody did.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
From 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311.
07961 052311.
Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
For Tame, Haddenham and Eithrop.
Red Kite Radio.
I can see her lying back in her satin. She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. Better take care if I find you've been creeping round my backstage.
music hits for Tame, Haddenham and Dinton.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Oh, yeah. In these days of changing ways, so-called liberated days, a story comes to mind of a friend of mine. Georgia boy was gay, I guess. Nothing more or nothing less. The kindest guy I ever knew. His mother's tears fell in vain the afternoon George tried to explain that he needed love like all the rest. Power said there must be a mistake. How can my son not be straight after all I've said and done for him? Out by the ones he loves, a victim of these gay days, it seems. Georgie went to New York town, where he quickly settled down and soon became the toast of the great white way. Accepted by Manhattan's elite, all the places that were chic, no party was complete without George. Along the boulevards he cruised, and all the old queens blew a fuse. Everybody loved Georgie boy. Was in the summer of 75. He said he was in love. I said I'm pleased. George attended the opening night of another Broadway hype, but split before the final curtain fell. Deciding to take a shortcut home, arm in arm, they meant no wrong. A gentle breeze blew down Fifth Avenue.
Thank you.
one of his longer tracks, actually, Rod Stewart and the Killing of Georgie, parts 1 and 2 from 1976. Wow, can't believe it's that old. And it got to number 2. And nice track, that one. And before that, Gordon Lightfoot, his second hit in the UK, got to number 33. A track called Sundown, August 1974, that entered the charts. His biggest hit was his first hit, which got to number 30, If You Could Read My Mind, from 1971. Sadly no longer with us, but wrote some amazing songs from the sort of late 50s all the way through till sort of 70s and 80s. And I've got quite a few of his CDs, I must admit. Nice relaxing songs, most of them. And this one starts off a little odd, but it gets there eventually.
Shangling sound of the music. Hey, hey, rock it too. trumpet to the shang-a-lang sound of the music. Hey, hey, rock to the music. Hey, hey, rock to the music. Rockin' every night and day.
Few posters up on people's bedroom walls, didn't they? The Bay City Rollers and Shang-a-Lang. That was their third hit. And a number two as well. And it came from 1974. Can't believe it is that old. And wow, they had a whole run of singles after that that made the top four. And they did very nicely, but unfortunately something happened to all the money and it disappeared. So they didn't do too well out of it, which I guess was somewhat annoying. Before that, Slick and Forever and Ever. Did you remember that one? Well, it actually got to number one. And would you believe it? In January 1976, it first entered the charts. Wow, time is marching on. Here's another long track as well. Give me voice a break tonight.
classic hits from the 1970s.
Red Kite Radio.
The 70s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Stone Love.
Some career they had over the 60s and the 70s. The Supremes, their second hit of the second 70s era. And it got to number three, Stone's Love, January 1971, that entered the charts. And before that, Jerry Rafferty and Baker Street from 1978. And it got to number three. It was his first hit in the UK. And interesting tale about that one. If I remember rightly, the guy who played the saxophone on it took the sort of session man's fee, and or they could take the alternative of a share of the royalties, but he took the flat fee, saying there's no way that's going to be a hit, or what a mistake. And never mind. Okay, time for a break. After the break, we will have a song you don't hear that often. And it's probably a good reason for that. I think it's a bit of an acquired taste, but I'm going to play it anyhow.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Calling all local businesses. Now is the right time to let people know what you're doing. Call us at Red Kite Radio for a cost-effective solution reaching up to 40,000 people in the Bucks and South Oxfordshire area. Call 01844 299 107 or email sales@redkiteradio.com. Advertise your business today with Red Kite Radio.
Get ready to turn back the clock every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. with the 90s Rewind Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From Britpop to dance anthems, from R&B gems to alternative rock, I've got your favourite 90s anthems covered. Relive the magic of a decade that defined music, culture and style. Join us for the ultimate throwback every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Red Kite Radio 107.2. It's the ultimate blast from the past. Don't miss it.
For Tame, Haddenham and Stone.
Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits.
107.2.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
He painted Salford, smoke it up, some cardboard boxes from the shop, and parts of Ancoats where I used to play. I'm sure he once walked down our street, cause he painted kids who had out on the feet. The clothes he wore had all seen better days. Now they said his works of art were dull, no room or rat, the walls are full. But Lowry didn't care much anyway. They said he just paints cats and dogs and matched up men in boots and clogs, and Lowry said that's just the way they'll stay. And he painted matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street that were sparking clogs. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside them factory gates to paint his matched up. And bushes were wearing thin when London started calling him to come on down and wear the old flat cap. They said, tell us all about your ways and all about them Salford days. Is it true you're just an ordinary chap? And he painted matched up men and matched up cats. Painted kids on the corner of the street that was sparking clocks. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside the factory gate to paint his matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. Now Lowry's hung upon the wall beside the greatest of them all, and even the Mona Lisa takes a bow. This tired old man with hair like snow told northern folk it's time to go. The fever came and the good Lord mopped his brow. And he left his matched up men and matched up cats and dogs. He left his kids on the corner of the street that was sparking clogs. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside the
Somebody must have liked it, because they actually got to number one. Brian and Michael and the Matchstalk Men and Matchstalk Cats and Dogs. end of the charts in February 1978. Wow, that's about it for me for the 70s rewind anyhow. And thanks for keeping me company this evening. And I'll be back at 10 o'clock with the weekday wind down, first one of the week. But stay tuned for Louise and some great hits from the musical and some show tunes as well. Always look forward to listening to that while I have a bit of a break and then have to head back into the studio. But it keeps me busy though. It saves on the heating as well a bit, but I still have to have it on for when I get home. Anyhow, you take care of yourself. Stay tuned for Louise, and I will see you later. Bye for now.
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.